AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. AP sources say the Pentagon's watchdog found Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put personnel and their mission at risk when he used the Signal messaging app to convey sensitive information about a military strike in Yemen.
On at least two Signal chats in March, Hegseth gave exact timings of warplane launches and bomb drops against Houthi rebels before pilots were airborne. He defended it as much ado about nothing.
No classified information.
But at a House Intelligence Committee hearing, Ranking Member Jim Himes said the information could easily have gotten back to the rebels.
I think that it's by the awesome grace of God that we are not mourning dead pilots right now.
Hegseth's also under scrutiny on Capitol Hill for a follow-on strike against survivors of an attack on an alleged drug-carrying boat in the Caribbean. Some lawmakers say that could have been a war crime. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine and its European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts after 5 hours of talks with U.S. envoys at the Kremlin produced no breakthrough. Ukraine's foreign minister urged Putin to stop wasting the world's time. The Department of Homeland Security is launching a new immigration crackdown in New Orleans. A Homeland Security official says the operation got underway today and targets violent criminals. The crackdown is the latest expansion of the Trump administration's immigration sweeps that have unfolded across other cities. Authorities say one man is dead after a targeted shooting at a food court at MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino outside Washington, D.C. Police are searching for the shooter. Overnight accommodations at the Grand Canyon South Rim won't be available starting Saturday. Crews are addressing multiple breaks in the park's only water line. This is just the second time they've had to halt overnight stays at the South Rim of the Grand Canyon. This is AP News. There are allegations UPS put profits over safety before a plane crash in Kentucky that killed 14 people.
The lawyer who filed two wrongful death lawsuits alleges that UPS kept flying an older aircraft without increasing maintenance beyond what's regularly scheduled. Attorney Bradley Cosgrove told reporters that they believe inspections should have found the cracks cited by federal investigators.
We think that those would have been longstanding defects that should have been found and fixed long before this aged aircraft was continued to be pressed to its max by UPS.
Last month's fiery crash happened during takeoff after the plane's left engine detached and cracks were later found where the engine connected to the wing. The lawsuits are on behalf of the families of 45-year-old Angela Anderson, who was shopping at a business by the airport, and 37-year-old Trinidad Trina Chavez, who was working at Grade A Auto Parts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.